Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah.
How are you doing?
Through an expansion. Good. This is Frank Martin with Digital Replication Services in Escondido.
Oh, hi, Frank.
And we're going through an expansion, business expansion, and I may have a need for a short-term loan.
Okay.
And I got this flyer from you guys. And when I looked at the application, it looks like it's focused on credit card receipts. And like you might want us to change our payment processors. Is that how this works?
That is not how this works. I'll tell you what, let me get that 16-digit code, and I can kind of explain a little more to you.
Okay. 2211.
2211.
0401.
0401.
0013.
0013.
3005.
3005. And Frank, what's a good number to call you back on just in case we get disconnected? We're having issues with our phone here.
760-233-3770.
770. Okay. And Frank, are you the owner of the company there?
Yes.
Okay, and are you 100% owner, or what's the breakdown?
My wife and I own it.
Okay, so 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how would you guys structure your company there? Are you a LLC, a corporation, S-Corp?
Corporation, S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. Okay, here. All right, so tell me a little bit about this expansion. How much were you guys thinking about getting in, what will you be using the money for?
Well, we've pretty much spent most of it already and out of our own funds, and we're just starting to get a little tight. But we spot a from the sports warehouses that are closing down.
Yeah,
we bought a lot of used shelving from them, and really heavy duty, good stuff that just fit our business perfectly. And we purchased that. I think that was like $8,600. We've already purchased a used forklift, electric forklift. We've invested in new software, software as a service. That's $4,000 a month. And we had a $10,000 start fee with that. And we're doing a lot of overtime to erect a new shelving and rearrange our warehouse. Huh?
I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just that funds are starting to get a little tight, and I don't want to run into a problem. We spent over $20,000 in the last couple of weeks, maybe with the overtime a bit more than that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, did you have an idea of like a ballpark figure of what amount you would like to borrow?
I'm thinking, it's not a great deal, just a little cushion just to make sure we don't get into trouble.
Sure.
Something like $30,000, something like that.
Okay. What were your sales like last year?
I think 1.8.
Oh, okay. And then this year, are you guys on track to do the same, or?
Real close, yeah. We had one of our clients downgraded their services to us. But we're adding six clients in the next 45 days. We've got a total of like 65 clients. We're a fulfillment house, an order fulfillment house. We warehouse and ship out our clients' orders either to retail outlets or to the end users, similar to what Amazon does.
Okay.
A growth industry, and we're just... I forgot that. We also are adding another warehouse to our lease package of warehouses because we're running out of room. We've got three warehouses now, and we're adding a fourth. So we're expanding, and we're getting new clients on board, and things are just getting a little tight,
Absolutely. No, that's what, that's what we're here for. We're primarily a business bank, and we only work with businesses for this specific reason. Actually, we like to, work with businesses that just need some money to kind of help with their business and get them over the hump, or They're tight on cash flow. That's where we come in. Now, when you say you needed a short term, how long were you thinking to borrow it and pay it back?
Well, I'm thinking, again, we may not even need it. I mean, but I don't want to get in a situation where I need it and then go out and look for it.
Right.
But I'm thinking 18 months would feel very, very comfortable with that.
Okay. All right. Tell you what. How long have you guys been in business for?
We started in 1999. I guess that's 17 years.
Perfect. And do you guys have any current working capital loans out right now?
We have a line of credit with our bank for it's about $100,000,
okay.
And we're deep into that now. So I've got about $4,000 left on that, and I'm just
okay. So there is no line of credit, basically.
Yeah,
yeah, it's all used up. No problem. Now, just kind of from the answers you've given me, from the questions that I've asked, just to kind of give you an idea, I could probably free up anywhere between $180,000 to $230,000 for you guys. Now, so the $30,000 isn't going to be a problem. We can definitely do that. Our short-term loans go from anywhere from 3 to 36 months. So 18 months that you're looking for is probably going to be realistic of what we can get you. You know, to be upfront, most of my first-time borrowers usually come in the range between 9 to 18 months. So you're right there where you would probably qualify for. The process of getting qualified is super easy. I don't know if you've actually dealt with, who's your traditional bank that you guys work with?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. I know anytime you go and try to get some money, it's an extensive paperwork background check, and so it's just a pain in the butt. With us, it's a simple one-page application. We just need to see some business bank statements and then a tax return. And we don't even need the whole tax return. I just need the section that shows me your sales for the year. And once I have that, I can get you an answer in about 24 hours there. Okay, so we work quickly.
Now, what kind of interest rate are we talking about?
Okay, so that actually depends on the amount being borrowed and the term. So with us, we don't have an APR. Okay, which most traditional banks do. We have what's called a payback. Okay, so you borrow a certain amount, and you know that you're paying a set amount back to us. Okay, so every time you make a payment with us, it's not going just to interest, like with your, like a credit card. You may pay the minimum payment, you're just primarily paying interest. With us, your payment is actually going towards your principal and the total payback of whatever interest was being charged on there.
Yeah, but you got to have a feel for how much APR or an interest rate would be.
Sure. Well, it generally starts off probably around, I would say, 10 cents on the dollar, and then kind of go up from there. But like I said, these are just numbers that I'm just throwing out there. I wouldn't quote me on it. The thing is that we have so many different programs. It's kind of hard to give you an exact number here of what we would do, and it, like I said, depends on the term and depends on what you look like on paper. How would you rate your credit? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, as far as payments, we're never late. I don't think we've ever been late.
Okay.
So that part of it is real good, but we are, in starting the business and getting it up to where it is, have extended our credit lines pretty well, like I've mentioned before,
mm-hmm.
even our personal credit lines. So we're got a lot of credit out there.
Okay. What about a number? Do you know, like, your number, credit score?
I don't know. I know the last time we got a report was about a year ago. It was, I think, 720,
okay.
Something like that.
Good. So you're if you're around there still, you're probably above your the average business owner credit. So here's what's cool about our loan, Frank. It's unsecured. Okay, so that's why we charge a little more than a traditional bank or like a line of credit. We don't use any collateral for this loan. that's why we ask for your bank statements, and we really factor in your time in business, is because we kind of determine whether or not you can really use this money and make a profit off of it in order for us to give it to you. So we're giving it to you and hoping that you pay us back. Because if you don't, we don't take anything. You know, I mean, we can go after the business, but if you're not paying us back, it's probably because your business is failing.
Gotcha.
So that's why it's a little bit more expensive. But what's great about with us, Frank, is that you're not going to use us all the time, right? This is probably, like you said, just a rare situation. You just don't want it to be tight, which is what we're here for. So if you build a relationship with us, we're a relationship-based bank. You borrow some money, you use it for whatever you need to use it for, you can pay us back. All of our programs don't have any prepayment penalties. So if you want to pay it off early, there's no prepayment penalty on that loan. Okay? And then
you just pay the whole term.
The whole term. But some of our programs offer a discount, right? So, for example, we have some programs where you could pay off whatever you owe, and then we forgive 25% of the total payback, or the interest, I guess you could say, being charged to it. Right, so we do have those discounts as well for some of our customers, but you have to qualify for that. And I don't know what you look like on paper, so it's hard. I don't want to, you know, set unrealistic expectations here until we have everything.
Yeah, that doesn't help either one of us.
Yeah, you know. So I'm just trying to be as upfront as possible about it, about everything, and kind of just let you know what your options could be. The best thing I can say for you to do is if you could send me the paperwork that's needed, I can get you an answer by Monday if you're able to send it to me this weekend. And then we can kind of go over your options from there. It doesn't, you know, obligate you to do anything, but it really kind of gives you that peace of mind of knowing what I can do, and you have it in your back pocket. So if you ever, you know, you got approved for $180,000 and you're like, Jeremiah, I need $30,000 to $40,000, you give me a call. We just deposit the money in your bank account in about 48 hours, and that's it. It's a very simple process.
Okay, and then what you need is how many bank statements?
Well, I'll send you a list. It's 6 months worth. What's a good email for me to send over the application to?
F. Martin. M-A-R-T-I-N at digitalrs.com.
DigitalRS.com. Now, we've been around for 14 years, okay? So this isn't like we're brand new to this. If you go to I'll send you a link to our website. We have a A-plus Google reviews that you could review. We also have a A-plus Better Business Bureau rating as well. So if you'd like to check out our website, I'm sure you have it right there on the flyer, but you could check us out, read what people are saying about us. We work with all kinds of businesses, but we look for situations like this, right, where you could use some money. You need it for short term. It's not a whole lot here where you're looking for a 3 to 5 year term. And we want you to be able to come back to us. So as you expand with your business and you guys grow and you need 50, 100,000, you know, right away because you have a project coming up and you need to be able to use cash flow, that's where we come in. And there's not a whole lot of paperwork. It's not like Wells Fargo where you take 3 weeks to get approved and then another 2 weeks to process it. And then, you know, it's just a pain in the ass for business owners.
Well, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
When would you actually run the credit report on us?
It depends on how soon you give it to me. So if you gave it to me, today, I could run it today. I mean, I'm only here for another hour. So to be honest, it probably wouldn't be today. It'd probably be Monday.
Well, my question is every time we run a credit report, it dings our credit score.
We do a soft pull, okay? So we're not pulling for all three credit bureaus. We're only pulling from Experian. So it's called a soft pull over here. And we, like I said, it's not our first rodeo here. We do this all the time, and it doesn't really affect your credit that much.
That much. Yeah, that's the key. Okay.
But, I mean, we need to see it, right? I mean, we're giving you money without any collateral.
I understand.
Yeah, so we do our homework. We don't just give it to anybody. So that's why we need the bank statements. That's why we need to run your credit to make sure you guys, you know, don't have any crazy outstanding balances. The bank statements are just to see what's coming in for the business. And then the tax return to solidify that your business is a business and you guys do have sales. You know, we check all these things out and we base all that information and come up with an approval for you. And then I come back to you and just tell you, you know, the terms. And if you like them, sweet, we can move forward. If you don't like them, like I said, you're not obligated to do anything.
Okay. Yeah, send that information to me. I'll talk it over with my partner, my wife, and she used to be in the mortgage business, and we might go that way instead of this way. But we'll decide.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send it over. So I got fmartin@digitalrs.com.
Yep.
Yeah. And keep in mind, too, with this loan, I know with the mortgage loan, if you guys do that, it goes on your personal credit report, okay? This loan will not. This loan will go on your business credit report. So how that helps you is if you guys ever tried to get additional money through your credit, it won't show as debt-to-income ratio. It'll only show up on your business credit report, not your personal.
Good point. Yeah.
Okay. So just a heads up.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeremiah. Okay.
No problem. We'll be in touch, Frank, and I'll send that over in about 5-10 minutes.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.